Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaye Krishna Padaye Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Asadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I beg for the Vaishnava and Vaishnavi blessing for so allow me to speak something to repeat what Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev said for my own purification. Thank you. So Krishna in this world say that renunciation is same as yoga. So as sannyasa, it means that renounce the fruit and the result of one action. In Srila Prabhupada translation say that yoga is mean linking with the Supreme. So how does this relate actually? Some people think that I'm renouncing everything. I don't care, I don't bother the result. I don't care any mundane thing. They think that I'm elevated. So Srila Prabhupada made a very famous example, just like a man who run into a bank and announced, I'm renouncing all the money in the bank. So what does he own actually? He owns nothing. This man is in a misconception that he's relating to the bank as the world. He's in misconception of his possession. The matter are not belonging to him and he's not in this identity. So actually, we as a spiritual soul, a spark, a part and parcel of Supreme Personality Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who possesses the six opulence, beauty, strength, wealth, knowledge, fame, and renunciation. We and Krishna share the same quality indeed, Satchin Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge, and all blissful. We share the same quality of six opulence, but in a different quantity. So actually we are in the wrong place, we are wearing the wrong dress, but that brings us into material death sooner or later. It can just happen in a second or tomorrow. Still, we are attaching to this wrong place and wrong dress. So whoever under this illusion of identifying himself of this material energy are entangled in this prison house which is taken charge by Durga. So one may think he is very poor or he possesses something that which is not belong to him. We lament for what we have lost and hanker for what we don't have. Every one of us experience unlimited time, exhaustion and frustration in this world, many, many lifetimes. Our hearts were broken and broken again. We search for happiness and love, but in the wrong place. We are so thirsty and hungry for love and happiness, but in a perverted way of the spiritual world. Just like we are trying to get some water from the migraine scratching our wounds, trying to make some continuous enjoyment, but it's actually just getting worse. So until we get frustrated and frustrated again and again and again, we come to the understanding that I don't want this anymore. So we realize this is the cause of suffering. Men try to renounce, but without the knowledge, just like the man, I just say, run whimsically into whatever bank and screaming, I want to renounce the world. So it is very important that Srila Prabhupada, in the first line of the purport, he say, real sannyasa yoga or bhati mean that one should know his constitutional position as the living entity. This is Sambandagan. From questioning, who am I? I'm not this body. Aham Bhamashmi. This understanding and establishing one original relationship with Krishna, and then we act accordingly to that constitutional relationship, Abhidaya. And then finally is the ultimate goal of life, Prayojana, which is the love of God. So unless for those who know who he is as an eternal soul, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot falsely renounce. So this is not artificial. The nature of the soul is to love and serve Krishna. In order to revive our dormant love for God, that we have to go through the process of yoga. So yoga is meant to purify the process of our activities and to control our senses. Yoga is mean joy. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that just as this finger is part and partial of the body, it cannot work nicely unless it is connected with the whole body. So in Ashtanga Yoga, there are 8 different stages of practicing. Yama, Asana, Dhyana, Dharana, pranayama, patadhara, and samadhi. So first, we have to control our senses, yama and yama. So therefore, in the beginning, Krishna said that no one can become a yogi unless he renounced the desire for sense gratification. So in our ISKCON society, we observe four regulations: no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. And the principle of the absolute truth is a person. The Brahman is only the effulgent from Krishna. However, the impersonalists refuse to see God as a person. The process of the Bhakti Yoga is so much easier, and it's the topmost of all yoga actually. Prabhupada in a purport explained the purpose of knowledge in Jnana Yoga, and restraining the sense in Ashtanga Yoga as prescribed is automatically actually served in the Krishna consciousness process. So actually, why people make so much trouble and hard work in other yoga process? It is, I have a reference from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canton 10, Chapter 14, Verse 4. It is said that devotional service to Krishna is very simple naturally, but it becomes extremely difficult for stubborn conditioned souls who completely humble themselves before the Supreme Personality Godhead and absorb themselves in 24-hour loving service. Rebellious conditioned soul, they determine to deny God and to enjoy. When such a stubborn conditioned soul attempt to bypass surrendering to God, they, through their proud attempts at philosophical speculation, austerity, and yoga, they are turned back to the material plane by the powerful law of God. So Srila Prabhupada explained that why those people, they want to bypass this Bhakti Yoga process, but through some difficult process to approach God, they are actually refuse to surrender to God, and they are attached to sense enjoyment. But Srila Prabhupada explained that these impersonalists, they will end up in failure and being forced and merged into the material ocean again. His Holiness Radhana Swami mentioned a true renunciation is that devoid of false ego. So if Krishna want this person to sleep under the tree, he will sleep under the tree. Krishna want him to sleep, to live in a palace, to live in the wealth, he will accept it for the service of God. So those who is truly renounced, who do not attach to live under the tree, or even different creatures like the six Goswami, who do not attach to live in poverty, to behave like a yogi, to making a soul. So I have a story about Danudas. I don't know if have anyone heard of him. So Ramanu Acharya, once he visited the town at Srirangam. Ramanu Acharya, he's such a great and renowned saint. Everyone saw him on the street, they will pay obeisances to him and ask for blessing. But except one man, he haven't paid any attention to Ramanu Acharya at all. He was just keep staring at a woman, and he even holding an umbrella to shading and protecting the woman from the sun. This is actually very embarrassing. This man was keep staring at this woman and serving this woman publicly on a street in spite of a sunny person present. So out of compassion, Ramanu Acharya approached him and asked, "Why are you attached to this woman?" And then this man answered, "This woman has so beautiful eyes. I've never seen anything more than beautiful than the eyes of these ladies." So Ramanu Acharya asked, "So what if I show you something? It's more beautiful than this woman. Will you give up this attachment to her?" The man said, "I don't believe." Then Ramanu Acharya asked, "I will show you, but will you do that?" And then the man answered, "Okay, why not?" So Ramanu Acharya prayed to the deity Ranganath, and "Please let this fallen man attract by your beauty. Please save this man. This man can be used at your service as a good devotee." So this man took darshan of Sri Rangana, and he was stunned by the beauty of this deity, Sri Rangana. And then slowly he surrendered to Ramanu Acharya. Ramanu Acharya initiated this man. His name is Danudas. And later, followed the order of Ramanu Acharya, this man married this beautiful woman. So times go by, they are practicing yoga. So it appears that Ramanu Acharya have special favor to this disciple, Danudas. So in the ashram, those brahmacharis start to discuss and feeling very envy toward Danudas. They thought that they live in such a simple life, austerity life, giving up all the material world to serve as a brahmachari. But this Dhanudas, he lives in a nice place, he lives in a comfortable house, he makes living with worldly person, he lives with a beautiful wife and accepting her wife's service. What is wrong of our Guru Maharaj? Why he's more favorable to this materialistic man than him? And it becomes the topic of the ashram. So one day, the brahmacharis, they got up, and every one of them saw that this thing is called koban, the undergarment, had been teared apart. And then they got angry and accusing each other, and who are you doing this? Why do you do this to me? And you know it's you, and they got very disturbed. So later, one day, and Ramanu Acharya told the brahmachari, this Dhanudas is really attached to worldly thing, his wealth and lady. I want to give him a lesson. So the disciple thought, oh, our spiritual master know finally. And then Ramana Acharya, he sent one brahmachari to Dhanudas' house while his wife was sleeping. And then this brahmachari Ramana Acharya told him to just get all his ornament, jewelry from Dhanudas and his wife. And then the brahmachari just searched for the jewelry and wealth. And then suddenly there I saw the wife turned to the other side. So the brahmachari, he got scared, frightened, and he just left. And he go back and report to his spiritual master. And then Ramana Acharya told him, now you go to Dhanudas' house again and see what happened. So he went back and he saw Dhanudas was there, and his wife was reporting to him, said, oh, maybe our spiritual master has some kind of finance problem. Because just now, a brahmachari of him come and search for our jewelry and ornaments. I try to turn to the other side so that I can facilitate him to take all our jewelry. But I think maybe because the sun, I turned to the other side and made, he scared and he went away. So Dhanudas got very angry, scorned his wife. What? This is our opportunity to serve our Gurudev by giving up all our possession to him. And why are you turning your to the other side and making this sound and make him go away? How unfortunate we are. And the wives keep apologizing, and both of them were very sad and lament. The brahmachari saw, watched and got shocked. He went back to the ashram and reported to his guru and other disciples present. So Ramana Acharya told his disciple, see how actually renounced and surrendered that Dhanudas and his wife are. Even you live in this very simple life, you in very simple way, but only one thing, your koban, your undergarment got tears, and then you argue and then you scoring to each other. So who is attached, who is detached? So His Holiness Radhana Swami once said, actually, he made an example, but I forgot who is the name. A yogi who is actually very renounced, he doesn't need any wealth or family, or he doesn't have to live in a comfortable life. But somehow, if the law requests, for the pleasure of the law, he can accept family, and he can even rule the kingdom as a king. So I will talk about the gopis. Gopis called as a topmost yogi. They are ready to give up everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So there is a very famous story that I think many of them have heard. When Krishna, he had a headache, and then Narada Muni, who tried to search for a solution to cure his headache. And Krishna said, only by one thing, by taking the dust of my devotee can cure my headache. Narada Muni, he got shocked, how will any person will do that? But still he tried to look for this devotee. Nobody willing to give the dust to put on the head of Krishna, because they know this is a big grace offense of putting the dust of their feet on the Lord's head. But finally he came to the gopis in Vrindavan, and they asked gopis. The gopis were so very enthusiastic. Oh, how is Krishna? And then they collect all that dust on their feet and collect to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni asks, don't you know you will going to hell by this act? And the gopi said, I don't care. My only happiness is mean for Krishna happiness. So gopis are the topmost yogi. They are ready to give up anything. So somebody doubt that gopis, they are actually attached to being a gopis, and are they they actually relish the topmost Madhurya Rasa with Krishna. But there's another comment that, however, the gopis, in order to perform the lila together with Krishna and satisfy him, in Kali Yuga, they descend to this world accompanied with Lord Chaitanya, who is actually Krishna himself. Like Radharani, she incarnate herself at Gadatapandi, Vishakha Sakhi at Ramananda Rai, and Lalita Sakhi as Rupa Damoda, Rupa Manjari at Rupa Goswami. So the gopis, they somebody said they are attached to being a gopi and to be in Vrindavan, but for the pleasure of the Lord, they descend themselves at, even in a man body to serve Krishna in whatever way they can. So there is said that the other side of renunciation is attachment. The gopis, they can renounce everything, but they absolutely attach to Krishna. So some speculator, they may ask a question. So these gopis are so renounced, but can they renounce Krishna? Krishna is the source of everything, just as we are the spark of the fire. When a spark separates from the fire, it cannot last long. So if someone who wants to renounce Krishna, renounce from Krishna, he must be actually surrender to the material energy, and he is the servant of his senses and Maya. And there is some example that for some person who try to renounce Krishna, can anyone think of some example that who try to renounce Krishna? Renounce from Krishna. My English also not so. Yeah, so actually, the example of who try to renounce Krishna is all of us. Every one of us, we try to renounce Krishna. So that's why we end up to be here. But somehow we come to an understanding that it's not going to work. So we try to pick up Krishna and revive that and love of God again. So how do we do? Krishna said that unless a yogi renounces the desire for sense gratification, he is not a yogi. Srila Prabhupada criticized those who claim themselves as a yogi at the same time having sense enjoyment is actually nonsense. So renouncing the desire of sense gratification, somebody, if they hear that, they will say that, oh, it's better to take my life. Just like we see in material world, so many alcoholic, gambler, and men and women who are attaching to a lover relationship. And even some students, some young kids, they are attaching to computer game. It's used to call TV game, it's just some time ago. But if you take away the computer from this student, they can even give up their life. There are so many news in different places in Western country or in my place that because of children, they are attaching to playing a computer game, they can take their life. So how can we have the inspiration in this yoga process? So we have to replace our lower nature to higher nature, giving up the lower taste by building up the higher taste. One have to develop this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. This absolute truth, this knowledge, is actually Krishna himself. So where actually light arises, there is no darkness. Where is Godhead? Where have no ignorance? So we have to have faith. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, without tapasya, we cannot get inspired. So someone who is not inspired, he cannot even able to chant 16 rounds. So we have to make the determination and sacrifice. Love of God doesn't come very cheaply. Krishna from the heart will actually inspire us and help us on our wave of Krishna consciousness. So we can actually, this yoga process, we can use everything into Krishna service. So like spiritualize everything. Srila Prabhupada make a very famous example that this microphone. This microphone is material, this is matter. But if it is used for speaking Krishna Katha, speaking Krishna consciousness, it becomes spiritual. So one can, even this material body, whoever stop material activities, even this body will become spiritualized. So for many ordinary people, if they pass away, this body is considered contaminated, it's dirty, they have to burn away in the same day immediately. But for sentient person who stop material activity at all, their body even considered spiritual. So I heard of a pastime from my god sister that I have a god brother. He's actually a very serious person. He will not act like very killed on the street. But while he received his Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, while Guru Maharaj hugged this my god brother, he just spontaneously jumped up and down. So this is actually the power of spiritual energy. Even the touch of a really pure person can bring you the bliss. But however, actually, we are in this temple. Whatever activities is supposed to be spiritual naturally, just like we are now in Belgium. Although in Belgium we are not in Vrindavan, but this whatever temple in different places is said that it's the embassy of spiritual world. But because due to our anatta, our lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, and madness, our different bad nature and quality, sometimes we are not serving our spiritual activity properly. Instead of performing our spiritual savor, we are even materialize our spiritual savor. And it is so stupid and this is so unfortunate. Suppose maybe we are polishing the gold, and gold is so valuable, but we treat this gold as metal. We have to work hard on it anyway, no matter if it's gold or metal. But because the trick of our mind and the trick of the Maya, we serve spirituality in a material consciousness. Finally, while we finish our hard work, we just trade out this gold as a metal. So this is really, really not worth to do it. It says that we can get Krishna unless we are prepared to renounce everything and surrender to Him. It sounds very difficult that renounce everything and surrender to Krishna so that in this way we can get Krishna. But somebody, if they are very honest, they may think, I will not able to do this, to fully surrender to Krishna. But it is actually, I would like to repeat, is that if we are prepared, this intention, the only intention itself of trying to surrender is already very important. It is said that we walk one step toward Krishna, Krishna will walk 10 steps toward us. So there in English, I say that we just try our best and then Krishna will do the rest. So if even though because of our bad nature, we cannot be in Krishna we cannot serve very purely, we may be materialize our spiritual activity with mixed motivation, but as long as we are in the service of Radha and Krishna, we Srila Prabhupada that say that we are safe and on the path of Krishna and Krishna will help us. So, is there anyone have any comment or correction? Your mercy. Yeah, this is really amazing. This is like the process of our yoga. It's actually everybody is experiencing. Well, before we meet a Krishna consciousness, everybody we eat, we perform our sense gratification. We have to work on our own living. But by this knowledge, by this Krishna consciousness, whatever we do is spiritualized. We eat prasadam, it spiritualizes, it purifies ourselves. We even if those who even not live in the ashram, they work for the sake of Krishna. And just like this, men and women originally, they have only I can say lusty desire, lusty relationship between them. But by surrender to Guru and having the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, even these two persons, they go together, they can live very purely. and we can see at end up they are actually so humble, so genuine in Krishna consciousness. So there are many examples, like I don't know how, like, we are not in India, maybe many of us, we are not born in a Krishna consciousness family, at least I start not so early. So some people sometimes they got some obstacle in their devotional service. They will think, I will never get pure. And then, because many of us even work in Krishna consciousness, we struggle, we have our so much of material desire. Even serving our Saviour, sometimes we can't help to work for our benefit, of our advantage. But actually, there are so many examples, just like Jagga and Madai, they are so fallen. But if they are surrender, if they are willing to take the mercy from God, they can be pure immediately. Also, like Romi Kimuni, he is such a he was like even a murderer, such a sinful person. But because of meeting Narada Muni, his spiritual master, he got delivered by him. And by surrender to Gurudev, he can be like transcendental and deliver immediately. He can even write the great epic Ramayana. So this Krishna consciousness is really amazing. So we shouldn't lose our faith that not only those persons are so sinful can become pure immediately. So we are not as sinful as they are. So actually we can immediately to become Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada said that we can become Krishna consciousness in one moment, in 1 second only. So yeah, we have to have faith. Does anybody have any correction? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.